குட் மார்னிங் ரமுல்லா. குட் மார்னிங் வெல்லவர்த்தின் சலாமு. குட் மார்னிங் லிந்தா. குட் மார்னிங் மார்செலோ, பதகோனியா, அனந்தா. குட் மார்னிங் யோஷா. குட் மார்னிங் நிக்கோ. குட் மார்னிங் பாப். குட் மார்னிங் டேவிட். குட் மார்னிங் மெரிடெட். குட் மார்னிங் கேரன். குட் மார்னிங் டேன். குட் மார்னிங் இலீஸ். குட் மார்னிங் காரி. குட் மார்னிங் ரினே. குட் மார்னிங் லோரா. குட் மார்னிங் கார்மென். பிரசித்தி அலெக்ஸ் அலெக்சாண்டர். குட் மார்னிங். குட் மார்னிங் கட்டீனா. குட் மார்னிங் டொமசி. குட் மார்னிங் ஜோவேனா. குட் மார்னிங் மோனிகா. How's your finger?
It's doing much better, thank you.
Yeah, so good morning, Susie. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Neely. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. And we begin with the short prayer, okay?
Let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mune mune maha munaye. Of praise and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha as the light. Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. You know, the four initial, three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 The verse in praise and mantra for green tar. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tar. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Sanje chodan soje chodan la chanjo pardo la ne jambo le la ve cheje je be sunam je la la penja la ja Sanje chodan soje chodan la chanjo pardo la ne jambo le la ve cheje je be sunam je la la penja la ja Sanje chodan soje chodan la chanjo pardo la ne jambo le la ve cheje je be sunam Rola peje tanje ndomba sho. Pada la me 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 aje omodo jaje la so cheje chola jwa jwa no ta je so ro ro je je de je je ma te da she je ta me chu se de de je. Namo la ye ga da lu da de je ge te bo da me ye ga da da pa ko je da je da ma ta je ke da da ke chu de no. Ange tu se je so ne ta wa ta je bo be je ta me chu de de bo ko ta da la cho. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Panditji. Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Helen. Linda, is there any questions?
Yes, Keshua. There is one out. Okay, so the question is, can Geshe-la please talk about how we can respond most beneficially after tragedies like the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas?
What's the best way to respond?
Yes, it says how we can respond most beneficially.
As a Buddhist monk, so the best, I think, each time when this kind of event takes place, is very heartbroken, particularly when the event involves the children. You know, these are very innocent. So at the moment I hear the news, I pray for their higher rebirth, and I pray for their families they left behind, and pray for there's really nothing much to say. The amount of pain the family is now going through, and the amount of pain that causes by this tragedy. Best way to help your mind and help the minds of those who already know our deceit is to pray as much as possible. Pray, not just today, but every day, whether we are aware or not aware, every day there are children are dying for all kind of causes, lack of nutrition, lack of basic necessities, all over the world, she's not dying. We may not be aware, or maybe may not happen in our backyard, but it's happening all over the world. So therefore, praying every day, it's not just pray when the tragedy occurs, but praying every day, And overall, the situation is very complicated. I don't think there's one person can solve all the problems. It's happening due to cause and conditions, and we have many ideas. We have many ideas that how this kind of event can be prevented. This is all wonderful thought to help to prevent any tragic, human tragic or any tragedy for the life of other living beings. It's very important to have this noble thought. But practical level, things are very complicated. And there's the kind of complicated world that we live in. And practically, there's how much how much you can do. So if these events creates a lot of negative thought within yourself, and you are not getting any benefit at all. You are not getting any benefit. Even though we have reason to get angry, but anger doesn't do any good. Anger doesn't do any good for anybody. And the person who's angry doesn't get any benefit. For the person whom we are angry, so it doesn't get benefit. Anger is not the answer. Anger is not the answer. The answer is, in this kind of event, unfortunately, loving kindness, compassion seems like very weak, but it is the way to go. This is the way to go, So any circumstance, any circumstance. Loving kindness, compassion. That's the way to approach your own problems, problems with other living beings. Best way to approach the problem is loving kindness, compassion, having compassion. Not blaming. If you are going through some kind of suffering, if you blame yourself, that's not the best way to overcome from the suffering. If you have no loving kindness, compassion towards yourself, so maybe that will heal. That will heal, eventually heal. The moment the disturbing thought rises, there will be no peace of mind. There will be no peace of mind. So if the mind is not in the peace, it's harder to think about something positive. The moment we think something negative, somebody going to get hurt. No. So that's the fact. That's the fact. There's nothing to do with the religions. Even though it's very hard, but that's the best thing to do. Getting angry is very easy, but that's not the best. And having loving kindness, compassion is very hard, particularly this kind of tragedy, but it's the best. It's very hard, but it's the best. Not just best for today, it's best for any situations. That, loving kindness, compassion is the best. Overall, the situation, as I mentioned, is very, very complicated, very complex one. We have all kinds of ideas, how to fix. People have this wonderful idea to end the hunger in the entire world. Wonderful idea. How you are going to implement reality practically, how you can implement is complicated. It's a noble thought. When you read the King of Prayer composed by Bodhisattva Samadabhadra, there are wonderful fruit. It's all wonderful thought. Can it be implemented in reality? Not then why this kind of thought rise? Because your life is filled with the compassion, loving kindness. You can help the word, the thought that comes out, thought that rise, the word that comes out of your mouth. Sometimes it seems like almost impossible to accomplish, but that's generated by power of compassion and bodhicitta. When you read the 10th chapter from Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, which chapter is called like dedication chapter, when you read that, some of the wish or prayer is in practice, in reality, is almost impossible how that can happen. Then why somebody think like that? Because this all powered by loving kindness, compassion cannot help. You say the words, that's almost like, practically it's almost impossible. The word comes out. The thought that rises, eliminating, emptying samsara. Will that happen? Is that the noble wish? Yeah, there's a noble thought that you wish to empty the samsara because you don't want to see anybody in samsara. You want them to be liberated, all of them. That's what you do when you're meditating. That's why you visualize, you're meditating, you're leading all of them. You're visualizing, leading, leading them to say the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. And practically, with all they say, how the animal going to say refuge and bodhicitta prayer? But that's what you're thinking when you do refuge and bodhicitta prayer. You're visualizing the refuge field. Visualizing all this being, right side, left side, behind, in front, visualizing form of human, then you are visualizing, you are thinking from your heart, leading them, you kind of lead the chant, then you are thinking all of their saying, are they really saying? No. This is a noble thought, is the noble thought to help, but practically is it happening? Maybe it's not happening. It's all happening in your heart, in your mind. So, the best thing, from my point of view, the best thing is, to send your positive thought, on a daily basis, not just whenever the occasion happens, every day, every day praying for the well-being of other sentient beings. It is important, it's not just important, it's very necessary in order to you to generate bodhicitta. And temporarily, the immediate benefit, beings around you receive benefit. Living beings around you receive benefit. You are not going to harm them, no matter what kind of circumstance, because you are praying for every well-being of every living beings. So living beings that you see, more likely you are not going to harm their life. There's an immediate benefit, insect, cockroach, and many you see, the first thought they rise to save their life. Isn't it wonderful? That's like powered by everyday wish, everyday just wishing to make all sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness, not just saying, and you're trying very hard from your heart to see something like that. From your heart, not just mumbling the word, and you are trying very hard every day, same prayer. There's nothing new, same prayer you're doing again and again, again and again. Very much hoping that you can see that from your heart, not just from mouth. So, temporarily, moment you see first thought they rise, they are hoping from your heart, the first thought they rise, to save their life. That's good. That's a wonderful thing, a wonderful. It makes you happy. When you are happy, more likely you do good things for yourself and for others. If you are not happy, so that's what you do. That's why people do bad things for themselves and for other people, because they are not happy. They don't see the value in their life. They don't see value in other people's life. They don't see meaning in their life. They don't see meaning in other people's life. They don't see the purpose in their life, so that's why they don't see purpose in other people's life. Otherwise, how you can take this innocent children's life? For what? What they did, they did nothing wrong. So, but in those situations, it's overall, it's kind of complicated. Why people die in a certain way? What's your answer? Why people die a certain way? Or people die like going for fun, jumping, doing like bungee jump. People die. Jumping out of airplane, people die. Flying airplane for fun, people die. Vacation, why? There's many why. Overall, the situation is complicated, very complex and complicated. So you may never going to find the answer why. You may end up investing so much energy for there, not all this time you can be praying, so then you are just wondering why maybe then after each time, then you blame this group, you blame that, and your mind become more and more negative, then you become more angry. Nobody benefits. We should not do something that's not beneficial. That's like wasting your life, wasting your precious human life. We should not do something that's not beneficial. first of all to yourself and to others, so then you know this precious life they've been just wasting. So even though it's the hardest thing to do, it's the best thing to do. Even though it's the hardest thing to do, it's the best thing to do. Oh, that's the best thing to do. So that's all, you know, like, it's very, like, heartbroken, so. Anybody want to contribute, please? Anybody want to say something, then please say.
Yes, there's one, Geshe-la. I'm going to put it in the chat so that the translator can get it. Okay, are you ready?
I'm not always ready. I'm trying to be ready, but I'm not ready.
Well, this is a very difficult topic. So the student asks, what if you are witnessing a loved one, especially someone you live with, hurt themselves or waste their life? How does one handle that?
Here, what is happening in our life, what's happening? There's always, any circumstance, there's always three things happening. All the time, not just, you know, occasion, all the time, three things happening. Reality, the fact or reality. We may be seeing something, reality, that's the reality. Appearances, the way it appeared to you, appearances. Every handing on the appearances. Make sense? Doesn't make sense.
Say that one more time.
reality, first one, appearances, appearance.
Yes.
Perceptions, perceiving, way of perceiving what it appears. There's a reality, there's appearances, so then perceiving that appearances.
Okay.
Make sense? There's some formula, whenever it doesn't make sense?
Yes.
So now the perceiving with belief, so now your loved one hurting him or herself. That part, that's the reality. You are not imagining that's happening. This is the reality, that's a fact. Now, how it appears to your five senses, to you, how it appears. It appears as an object of compassion. It appears as an object of frustrations. Or anger, how it appears. Am I making any sense? So that based on that appearance, then you perceive. So that means that your mind is already set. Your mind is already set. No matter what kind of reason that you give, people give, your mind power not going to change. Your mind is already set based on that appearance, that the way it appeared to yourself and your senses. It appeared to yourself through your senses. The thing never appeared to yourself without senses. It appeared to you through your senses. Six senses that also appear. Then after that you perceive. Then you decide. You decided. Your perception has been decided to based on what you want to see. If you decide to see all that's horrible, then you see horrible. Then you believe that's horrible. So now this happening all the time. This happening all the time, not just occasionally. This happening all the time whenever we encounter. So then wisdom is very much needed in order to do the thorough analysis about your perceptions, how you perceive, how it appears, what's the reality, and how much of the situation that's been projected by yourself based on how it appeared to you. You project, and you know, just project, and that's you kind of wire to see the projections that are projected by your mind. So then no matter what kind of reason people give, it's probably not going to change. The only way it can change if you generate some wisdom. So therefore, some of the teaching men suggest each time when things appear, we need to do thorough analysis before we project. If you don't do the analysis thoroughly, risk is you may end up projecting. Once you start to project, reality might be 1%, 99% has been projected. So then your brain is wired to see that. Not just 1% is the reality, then you are seeing 100%, 99% is projected by your mind. So then it's hard to get out. So, this is the same thing. Buddha's lifetime, Shakyamuni Buddha's lifetime, one prince did not kill the father directly, but because of his actions, father died because of his actions. But he did not kill his father directly, but indirectly his father died because he imprisoned his father. He put his father into prison. So because of that, his father eventually died, you know. So that prince was very much depressed, going into deep depressions. So then mother's kind of begging to his son, prince, to go to see the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. And he said, I'm not worthy of seeing Shakyamuni Buddha, so I killed my father. I'm worthless. I'm nothing. Mother keep begging. Shakyamuni Buddha is not one what you are thinking about. It's all compassionate. So eventually he went. And there's few audience at that time, so they're in somewhere in the jungle, in the forest. As a normal person, when you hear, oh, so-and-so killed his father, our immediate reaction is negative. Immediate. Yeah. Makes sense. It's kind of common sense. Immediate reactions when you approach that person, if somebody brings that person to you, you already heard, oh, that person killed his father. somebody brings that person to you, your immediate reaction is kind of, oh, maybe keep some distance, you know, like kind of dangerous being, so need to be careful. When he approached to Buddha, and Buddha says, oh, welcome, ho, great king. And he's looking around, he says, he's not referring to that to me, because I'm the one who killed my father. And he kind of looked around, nobody's there, probably, he's the only probably prince. And Buddha said again, welcome, great king. And eventually he realized that Buddha is like indicating, saying that to him. And he kind of like broke down, you know, like how in the world did enlightened being call me, I'm one who killed my father, calling me great king. I don't deserve that kind of title, you know, great. You cannot teach. The mind is too down. The person's mind is too down. You cannot teach. Even though you try to teach, say something, it won't hear. The person won't hear. Even that person hears from, it goes from here to there, don't hear. So Buddha is very skillful. Buddha is like not like us. Shakyamuni Buddha is very skillful how to teach people. So that, you know, because of that, he kind of like broke down, then he kind of rise like, maybe I'm not bad as I'm thinking. Maybe I'm not bad as I'm thinking, you know. Otherwise Buddha will not kindly invite me, welcome me. No, I'm not bad as I'm thinking. Probably I should really, kind of his spirit is kind of lifted, David, up. Mm. So, no matter your loved one, close one, hurting themselves, as I said, you know, compare loving kindness, compassion, it's the best. Oh, my friend, don't think like why Gisela says again and again. It's the hardest thing, but it's the best thing. The best thing. It's the hardest thing, the best thing. We cannot give up for your own sake of happiness, the sake of happiness for other people. That's the best approach, the best thing. You know? Don't approach with your own interests. Your own interests, very much driven by ego, your ego. You know, sincere feeling, genuine caring, kindness, loving kindness towards the person who is going through, you may have no idea, you may not have any clue, you may have some idea maybe what's happening in their mind, why they're hurting themselves. I encountered, you know, myself coming here, being here 21 years, I encounter especially young people cutting themselves. Maybe trying to express something. You know? Best thing to listen without self-interest. Without self-interest. Hardest thing, best thing. Hardest thing, the best thing. Best thing, no? Who said, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha, many great masters said, that's the best thing, best thing. You are never going to lose, no? You always win. And you are always going to be right. No kindness, no kindness. Hardest thing, the best thing. Oh. So, or maybe with little self-interest. If your interest to that person to be well, there's nothing wrong. There's a noble interest. There's a good interest. So then, listen. You may have all kinds of ideas. Maybe you should do this, do that. Maybe you know, tell this, do this. None of them would work. None of them would work. Why, first of all, probably you have no any clue what this person is going through. You may have idea. That idea may not have valid base. It's just your idea. And all the help that your idea best communicate with the kindness, loving kindness, compassion. Make sure that you sincerely care about their well-being. You cannot force. If the person doesn't want to do something, you cannot force. No. But once you start to force, that's not compassion. No. So, and I, yeah, if you sincerely, genuinely, with loving kindness, compassion, if you approach, things will change. I've seen, I'm the living witness, I've met young people who does that cut. I talk to them. It helps, you know, it helps. So then from A to Z situations, that's why you need to get enlightened. That's why you need to get enlightened. You can't really help from A to Z until you're enlightened, because you don't have any clue what's really going into their mind. That's why getting enlightened yourself for the sake of all mother sending beings make 100% sense. Once you get enlightened, you can see inside out, then you can help. Because you have crystal clear idea what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. So then according to that, whatever is going on, you can approach. Then that's how it helps. Oh. Shakyamuni Buddha knows exactly what the princess is going through. That princess is going through depression. That princess is not proud of not thinking that I killed my father. He's not proud. He's depressed. He's very sad. He's depressed. No. And from that, if you say, oh, you are a horrible person because you killed your father, don't come near to me, will that help? No. So that's unskillful way of approaching. Why you say, oh, great king, welcome? There's no greatness. That's not his thinking. He's just thinking he's evil. The one you say, oh, great, no. So that kind of lifts his spirit up. Then when you teach something, it goes here. If a person is very down, they couldn't hear. If a person is very high, they couldn't hear. It has to be middle. So then they hear the teachings. You know, it's kind of complicated, like particularly complications associated with the mind. We have very, very little clue. We have ideas, many ideas. You do, I do. All the experts, there are so many experts have problems. Hundreds of ideas, you know, hundreds of ideas. That's why you bring the experts. Do they have any clue? I don't know, maybe not. No, it's all guessing game. It's all guessing. Or do this, or maybe help, do that, maybe help. What's lacking? The process is probably yearning?
Yes, yearning.
The person is probably yearning for care, loving kindness, care. That's what this person is yearning for, but you are not seeing that. You are not seeing that. You are not giving that. That's what person is looking for, but you don't know what the person is looking for. The person is looking for loving kindness, care. You are not giving them anything and just lecturing them all the time. Not going to help. You know, so... Yeah, so you don't like to be told. Same thing, other people don't like to be told too. You know, nobody argue about loving kindness, care and compassion. If you show the care, people don't argue. You know, everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be cared. Doesn't matter how old. It's not based on age. It's not based on size of your body. It's not based on your education. Even educated people like to be loved. The powerful people like to be loved. No? You know, so wealthy people like to be loved. No? So the best way to approach is with a loving kindness compassion. You make sure, you know, to sincerely express your love and kindness, compassion. Then person begin to trust you. So maybe then it will change slowly. You know? Otherwise, why you cut yourself? Why you are not good enough? No, this is all unskillful approach. Because it's hurting your ego so much, and because of that you want to change that person, that's not the best approach. No. I genuinely sincerely want to help. So then listen. You know, maybe less lecture, more listening, and more compassion, more kindness, that is what you know. Whenever you express kindness, loving kindness, compassion, every being will feel. Even the bird try to land on your hand. If you put some seeds, people hesitate, now they land on your hand, because why? They trust you, because they know you are not going to harm them. You are sincerely feeding them, they realize that. Even the bird, they have no school, they have no religion. They also feel that you are safe to be approached. Squirrel, rabbit, all of that. They kind of, you know that you are not going to hurt them. Takes time. It doesn't happen like 1 hour. After 1 hour, it happens. Over time, it happens. Then they trust. If that's the case, human will. No, we'll trust. No, so maybe open up, maybe express voluntarily, deliberately express their struggle. So then you can help, because they are now clearly expressing their struggles to you. Then you can help, because the now person trusts you. The person now trusts you that you are not going to judge. Exactly like Buddha. Buddha don't judge because you kill your father. Buddha don't judge. Buddha always believed that you have opportunities. You have opportunity to change. You know, even though you kill your father, even though you kill 999 human beings, you still have chance. Buddha sees, we don't see. We just see evil. How are you going to help? If you don't see any goodness in that person, how are you going to help that person? It's impossible. That's another thing. If you express it verbally, oh, you are evil, that person is not going to trust you. Because that person is already going through problems. Trouble that you ate something, and that person is not going to open up, because that person doesn't trust you. So the best way to help is to sincere, care, loving kindness. That's the best way to approach. Then that allow that person to build the trust, and that person will open up. Then you see what's going on. Well, now that person knows you are not going to judge them, hurt them. And the person, they realize that you have sincere motivation to help. So then nothing will change. Oh. You know, everyone, including myself, we like to be treated something important. We like to take it out. We want people to take ourselves seriously, you know, with the dignity, respect. Other person doing the same thing. So I witness and I did help some people who are cutting themselves. You know, the best listen and express that you care. You care. Sincerely express that you care. You know, there's nothing to do with that you are related, is your friend. Simply you care. So once the person says that, the person will open up. So then you can talk. So then it will slowly change that. And eventually the young person stopped cutting herself. That also happened, you know, not that long ago. So this is all unfortunate, you know. So then overall, situation is complex. If you find why, you may never find answer. You may never find answer. Why? Because this life has no beginning. how far you are willing to go. You want to go all the way to the beginning this time? That's why it's kind of complicated. Well, better to be kind. That's the best. Otherwise, why, like, we even don't know in this life person from head to Z, inside out. So, overall situation, any situation, is complicated. It's complicated. Therefore, we should try all our best to have noble speech, noble thought, noble actions. For sake of your own happiness and sake of happiness for other beings, that's the best. That's why we meditate. We say prayer. We do analytical meditation. We do single point meditation. We read Dharma book. We study. No, we meditate. We say prayer. For what? Try to transform our body, speech, mind into something noble. Noble. Okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la. There is a follow-up question.
So now these three things, as I mentioned, very important. Reality, appearances, then the way you perceive, then it becomes perceptions. So these three things need to analyze on a daily basis. Reality, somebody making noise, there's a reality making noise. Way it appears to you, now that noise, the way it appears to you, through your senses, maybe there's one person, there's 99% has been projected. You don't analyze. That's exactly where it appears. So then you judge. So then you believe. So then you yourself is like super glue there. So you glue yourself with that projection. How does it get out? So that's why some of the master says, thorough analysis is needed. If you want calm mind, thorough analysis is needed. Don't quick to judge. Thorough analysis is needed. Thorough analysis is needed. One way of looking, seeing two different things. One way of looking refers to one object. One way of looking. Everybody looking at this one object. Tunlun is two different ways of seeing. Why? Based on perceptions. We don't see the same thing. The two different ways of seeing. Who said that? Kajapalu. There's no, I think, one of the scholars, Tibetan scholars, in like collection of advice called Jidian Taluchila Tunglunyi. Taluchila Tunglunyi. Kids inside the house playing something that you're supposed to play outside, play inside the house. Two persons seeing the same thing, the children, the kids are playing. Two different reactions based on your attitude. This is your attitude. One person seems like doesn't care, other person very much bothered. Same thing. Kids playing inside the house. Other person seems like very relaxed, doesn't care. Other person's mind is very much bothered. This is not natural. It's not natural. It's based on how you see things. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be stressed. You can be relaxed. But you are, the way you perceiving that event makes you more stressed. Other person is doesn't bother that. There's nothing in the book. This is happening in the reality, day-to-day life. It's not written in the Lambing book. It's happening day-to-day life. And you see, when you start to analyze, you see. If you don't start to analyze, you don't see. When you start to analyze, every appearance is, why you do thorough analysis about appearances. Oh, you may see the reality. Reality. Maybe it's the one person. 99% is projected. So that's not going to happen. 99% is not going to happen because you see the reality. Isn't it better to see the one person or 100%? 100% much more. So, you know, so then judgment will take place. Okay? So these three things are very important for me, for all my friends here. Appearances, reality, appearances, perceptions. These three things need to be analyzed. Well, if you are to keep your life calm and peaceful, these three things need to be checked. How is it checked? Every day, daily basis, these three need to be checked. Daily basis, okay? Particular things come down to self, notion of self. Same thing, reality, appearances, perceptions. These three things need to be checked. That's exactly what's happening when you meditate. You're analyzing reality, trying to find out what's the reality and how it appears and how much out of that is projected. Oh. Then how you perceive, then it's kind of seals. There's seals means you wire. That's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see because that's what you intend to see. So then it's, then complications start. Harder to get out. Oh. Yeah, Linda, sorry to interrupt you. So I think this is important. It's important when you do meditation on the shunyata, it's important. These three things very much needed. When you come out of the meditative ego poise, these three things very much needed. When you are in the post-meditation session, these three things very much needed. In order to, how you say in English, check and balance. What is check and balance? Check and balance, what does that mean?
Checks and balances.
What that means? Meaning.
Just to check and make sure everything is correct and balanced.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's the three things very much needed. Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm trying myself every day. I'm trying. I'm not saying that I'm successful every single day, but once in a while, kind of my eyes opens up. And once in a while, my eyes opens up. You know, I think, wow, then I feel grateful. So these teachings are out there to help you to see things differently.
Geshe-la, a student does have a question about perception.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Does perception include conceptions, meaning the story you tell yourself about what you are perceiving, or is that a separate step?
What is the difference between conception and perception? I don't know. What's the difference? I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know what's the difference between conception and perceptions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can't answer the question until I know the difference. I don't know what's the difference between conception and perceptions.
It says, include conceptions, the story you tell yourself about what you are perceiving.
Yeah, so when we encounter reality, so that's the moment we need to be awake. We need to be fully awake, not just awake, fully awake. Otherwise, conception, perceptions, stories, all these things are going to happen. Not just happen, then you wire your brain to believe that. So then you just stop. How long? Month, year, or day, week? No. So how you going to unwire? You need to analyze. You can't just continuously believe. There's no other way to get out. You cannot continuously believe. You know, so you need to rewire. You need to analyze. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, then thank you very much. So all of you. So coming to here every Sunday, listening my Mickey Mouse, blah 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 blah. Maybe last 20 plus years. So and please, you know, all of us pray and wish that may I able to embrace the practice of loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. You know, throughout all my life, till I reach fully enlightenment, may I become better human being, kinder, warm-hearted. Doesn't need to be prayer to become Buddhist or become religious person, become kind-hearted, more compassionate. So the rest of the life will be taken care of. No need to worry. You know, doesn't have to be like doesn't have to have level. Doesn't have to have level. Just be kind, warm-hearted. Trying to do the best thing. Make your existence on this planet something meaningful. Or make sure it doesn't become the obstacle for other people's happiness and your own happiness. So then you are taking the essence out of this precious human life. So that's the best. Hard things to do, the best things to do. That's the best thing to do. Okay? So if that's the best thing to do, then no matter how long it takes, doesn't matter. That's the best thing to do. All right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, then thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, good morning, Naga.
Thank you. I'm in Massachusetts. I came to visit my son.
Oh, very good.
Because he didn't pick up my phone for 2 weeks, so I just ran here.
Oh, you call me?
No, my son.
Oh, sorry. So I don't use my phone that much.
No, not you. I was saying my son.
Oh, your son. Okay.
So
okay,
everything you say is parent concerns, you know?
Oh yeah, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, Sunday. So, and wish you all the best. So today, no meditations, Labor Day, my Memorial Day holiday. No meditation, Memorial Day holiday. I asked Domasi why we don't have holiday. Domasi said, even the church don't take a holiday. I think I just failed. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lamula. Thank you. Lamula will do the short dedication. Thank you, Linda Ninja. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. all-powerful Chen Reiji Jensen Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one whose great patience to receive the name Avatare. The one whose great precision to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Wisdom Boy. Lama ornament of the Aloha tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Oh, again, thank you very much.